a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have clouds, 46 degrees.
The emergency traffic continues. Redwood Road closed in Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Advocates for the homeless are pleased to report the remaining men at the downtown shelter have been relocated to new resource centers around South Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt with details.
The announcement was made this afternoon.
As of today, what this means is the downtown shelter is now closed for services.
Large signs are posted on the doors of the now former downtown homeless shelter with the same message. Women in the shelter have already been relocated to a new women-specific resource center or given motel vouchers. Michelle Flynn with the Road Home says men are now at one of two other South Salt Lake resource centers.
We're also running our overflow shelter at the St. Vincent de Paul, and that will continue tonight, serving single men and be available.
Flynn says there's a place for everyone and no one should stay out in the cold. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:31. A Silicon Slopes company is going big. Who is it, Todd?
It's Utah County's Qualtrics, Jeff. They're expanding new digs, new gigs, and on-site daycare. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Qualtrics in Provo plans to open a 40,000-square-foot center which will have a STEM-focused curriculum for kids. It's part of their broader expansion to add 1,000 new jobs over the next 5 years. The management software company will more than double their current Provo campus size by 2021.
Qualtrics is also adding jobs in Seattle, Chicago, and across the pond in Dublin, Ireland. We seem to hear about more of these every week. Kids making up threats to schools. And now we're learning a 15-year-old is under investigation for spreading false rumors about a shooting that was going to happen on Skyline High on Halloween. The boy then told the same story to other students, which made many of them report it on the Safe UT app. Unified Police said the next day, 659 absences were logged because of the threat. Bernie is feeling the burn over two Utah baseball teams who could get cut. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The 2020 hopeful pounding his fist over the possibility of the Orem Owls and Ogden Raptors getting cut from minor league baseball, and he blames billionaires. This comes after a report that Major League Baseball would axe 42 of its AAA teams in a proposal to cut costs after players sued the MLB over low wages. Sanders says greedy executives are refusing to give even a tiny bit more to the young people who keep their businesses booming. He says getting rid of those two Utah teams would be disastrous for communities here. Officials from both leagues were supposed to meet today. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
If the White House did how they did it. Maria Chaleos has the details about impeachment testimony from today, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, two foreign policy experts testifying on Capitol Hill as part of the public impeachment hearings. State Department official David Holmes declaring the White House role in withholding military aid to Ukraine.
My clear impression was that the security assistance hold was likely intended by the president either as an expression of dissatisfaction with the Ukrainians, who had not yet agreed to the Burisma-Biden investigation, or as an effort to increase the pressure on them to do so.
After the hearings wrapped up for the day, Congressman Jim Himes spoke to reporters about whether he thinks Democrats will call further witnesses.
Well, it's not clear to me that we need more witnesses. The weight of the evidence is quite heavy. What we do need, of course, is we do need the documents that we have subpoenaed.
If Democrats decide that this is the last hearing, they will then hand the probe over to the House Judiciary Committee. Two U.S. airmen are dead following what officials are calling an aircraft mishap at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma. It happened this morning when two T-38 Talon twin-engine jets were involved in some kind of an accident during the landing phase of a training exercise.
It breaks my heart to state that two of our Vance family members were killed in this mishap.
At a news conference tonight, Colonel Corey Simmons said an investigation is underway. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If your kid hasn't gotten the stomach bug going around yet, well, here's a big yuck that's close by. A couple different tummy ills have closed 46 schools in Colorado today. And this is in Mesa County, which is right along the Utah border. At one high school alone, over 1,000 students got sick. One of the viruses is the dread norovirus, which ruins cruise ship bathrooms all over the place. They're not sure exactly what the other one is. These schools have canceled class until Thanksgiving break is over. We're learning a 19-year-old woman was found dead near the Angels Landing hike in Zion National Park. The woman, who the park says was from Maine, was reported missing around 5:30 last night. The Washington County Sheriff's Office and the park are investigating. KSL News Time 6:35.
Ricky Meese, it's been a long time. We've been in emergency traffic.
Yeah, and we're not out of it yet, I'm afraid. The closure remains in place on Redwood Road, both north and southbound directions in Bluffdale, due to a crash that happened hours ago, and they're still on the scene clearing and investigating that at 146 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, the elderly fellow who lived his whole life breathed his last. And then he got the last laugh. You get to chuckle along in 2 minutes. Stay with us. You got to give it to me.